Namaste. Today we are going to talk about different healing systems in different planets like Swargaloka, which is a heavenly planet above us, and so on. This podcast will also talk about the origin story of Ayurveda from Purvakhand Bhava Prakash. It's an ancient book. So I recorded this one. I actually did like a 25-30 minute recording of chapter one, giving my commentary and analysis of this particular one. And it is on the canvas, and I've already shared the canvas with everybody, but I'll start with it. So let's talk about chapter one, Pradurbhav. Origin. Pradurbhav is a Sanskrit word, origin. So the very first verse of part one. So in any textbook of Ayurveda, you always, whosoever your guru and whosoever your guide or spiritual guide or your deity is, we always give invocation and pranams to that particular deity. So he is giving obeisance. Bhava Prakash is was a devotee of Vishnu. He's giving his obeisance to Lord Ganesha. Now, if you read Ashtanga Hridayam, they say that the author of Ashtanga Hridayam was a Buddhist because he lived in that time. And so there is a couple of verses in Ashtanga Hridayam. There is a fight between intellectuals. Some say that he means Buddha, and some says he means Vishnu. It means Hari. I say, what does it matter? It means divine. So let's leave it at that. Whosoever your guide may be, you pray to that guide is the idea. But usually Ganesha is invoked simply because he is the deity for Vedangas, meaning astrology, Ayurveda, Vastu, anything that is related to Vedas. He is kind of the deity. He is a deity of Buddhi. So we usually do that. Then he says that now he's going to talk about how Ayurveda came to this particular earth. Then the third verse, he starts off with what is the meaning of Ayurveda. And Ayurveda is a science of life that is described by great sages. Then he starts talking in within the origin. And I have 20 minutes, but the recording that I've made is a good one. I mean, I've meditated and I was sitting in front of my deities and meditating on Ayurveda and speaking. So I believe they did speak through me. So I leave it at that. So hope you enjoy that recording. But I'll just say that he starts with Daivi. What is Daivi Sampradaya? Sampradaya means lineage, meaning divine lineage. So in this divine lineage, he starts off, this one everybody knows. He starts with Brahma. Now, very interesting thing he says is that first Brahma made, he calls Brahma Vidhata. Vidhata Arthava Sarvasva Mayurvedam Prakashayam. Swanamna Samhita Chakre Lakshlok Mai Mrijam. So Vidhata, Brahma, is the one who's propagating. He's the creator. He's propagating Ayurveda. First, he made Atharva Veda. Then he made a Samhita. Samhita is a collection of verses in his own name. It's called Brahma Samhita. So Brahma Samhita has been lost. 400 years ago, Brahma Samhita was found by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And only like 25 verses remained. So we don't know if that's the Brahma Samhita that he's talking about, or there could have been another Brahma Samhita. So we really don't know, but it could have been the one which was found 400 years ago also. So every time someone writes a book, a collection of verses, they usually name it after themselves. So that's the first in the higher planets called Tapoloka, and you know, there's six planets above us. That Ayurveda was famous in a book called Brahma Samhita. So we know this. It is not Charaka Samhita, but it's called Brahma Samhita there. But it's lost here on earth. It is lost. So we don't know. Now, Brahma had many, many sons because he's a progenitor. And he gave it to his son called Daksha Prajapati. If you know the story, Daksha's head was cut off by Shiva. That's another story. And then Daksha is teaching it to the twin angels who are the surgeon general,
These are Ashwini Kumaras. So there are two, or, you know, in the Greek, they call them, Brahma taught it to Daksha, Daksha taught it to Ashwini Kumaras. These are the surgeon, like, you know, US has the surgeon general who kind of, so Ashwini Kumaras, if anything new comes, they are the ones who are to take it and they give it out. So, you know, Ashwini Kumaras are very famous. Some of the surgeries that are done in higher planets is head surgery. Like here you can do a heart transplant, right? Or I think they do liver transplant here. They do heart transplant. In those higher planets, they do head transplant. Do you know anybody who got a head transplant? Can you think of someone? Both Daksha got Ganesha. Daksha got the head of goat. Ganesha got the head of elephant, right? So they are able to do head transplant. Shankarji is able to do head transplant. So the kind of surgery that happens in those, we cannot touch that. So these are the twin angels. They have accepted this. And then, so Brahma is in another planet. It is called Sattvaloka, Satolok. And the sages live in Tapoloka. It's a very, very higher, the top planet, right? And then Daksha is in the middle planet and he teaches to Ashwina Kumar, who live in a heavenly planet just above the earth. Right? So they have to be medical textbooks in every planet, I was telling you. So the medical textbook that Ashwini Kumar's write is called Ashwini Samhita. You have Brahma Samhita, then in Tapolok, they don't need medicine. In Tapolok, because sages live for billions of years and there's no disease and they never die. So there's no need for it. So the only reason Brahma kind of manifested it so he could give outside, and the diseases or limited lifetime start coming from the heavenly planets, because in the heaven, which is, you have the sub heaven where the angels live, and above the sub heaven, there is the other heaven we call the Swarga. So their lifetimes are only like 70,000, 80,000, 300,000 years old or something like that. It's less than the Tapolok. It doesn't go in millions, right? So they wrote, and they do get injured. You know, if you hear stories, there's always a fight between the angels and demons, devatas and asuras. There's always some like big, mighty fight going on in the heavens. So when they get injured, they need help. So Ashwini Samhita was written there. And then they decided to... Yeah, so this is... Now we are talking about verse 9 to verse 17. It's talking about how they always helped people who would get injured. Not just... And then you have the demons... And the demons have their own doctor, and he is called Shukra, or who is the deity for planet Venus. So Shukra, you know, you guys know the story. It's very interesting, right? So that is that. So now when sages who lived on earth, they were able to go to heaven. They could go to heaven. When they went in heaven, they learned this science. Whatever was possible for the, they didn't learn all of it because our bodies are human, right? We are not devatas, we are not angels. So they, whatever they could take, they brought it to earth. And one of the, and now this is all Daivi, these are all gods. That is why it calls it divine lineage, right? Now let's talk about sages. Now sages came, sage lineage. Now it comes to earth. Right? Because sages are able to go up on the heavens and they're also able to come to earth. So sages from earth, they had their ashrams here. They went up there. And the first, the story is story of Aitreya. Very, very. So Aitreya came down. And this is the story, which is taken from Charaka. Charaka Samhita. But there's a little bit of, you know, there's a whole dialogue that happens here. And Aitreya was looking at all the people on earth and he's seeing they're all suffering, they're dying, they're miserable. And he started crying. He was so unhappy. And he's like, and he started praying to Indra and say, Indra, I cannot tolerate this. All these people are suffering on earth. And he prayed and Indra came. He came from heaven down to earth to help him.
And he said, can you please help me to make sure that people are free from diseases here? I cannot take their grief. So this is a slightly different version to Charaka, almost the same with a little bit of a twist here. So then Indra taught it to Aitreya. And of course, Aitreya, Punarvasu, Punarvasu, Charaka, Charaka becomes Charaka Samhita and so on. Another story, which is completely different, is, you know, Himalaya is a place. Up in the Himalaya, there's always these large conferences going on. Let me save this, the Himalaya conference. So sages, there are places, for example, there's a place called Badri or in Himalaya. It is like what the Chinese call Shangri-La. It is totally green. You can be, you know, kind of naked there and, you know, just be in your shorts. And it's ashrams of Vedavyasa and all these sages. But we cannot enter there. It's in a different dimension. We cannot even see it. So there's always all these sages and yogis are always in the Himalaya. Then the story from verse 35, I'm almost done, 7 minutes to go. From verse 35 to verse 42, Bharadvaja Pradurabhava, story of Bharadvaja. It gives you that there was this Himalaya conference of sages going on for whatever. They all gather to do their, you know, talk about, even to name these sages, you know, you have Angiras, Garga, Marichi, Bhrigu, Bhargav, Pulastya, Agastya, and so on and so forth. They're all coming and they started talking about four topics. What are these four topics? Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. When you have people who are divine, people who are higher entities, they're not going to talk as, oh, you know, I want to buy a bigger house. They want to say, what can we do for the mankind? How can we help the mankind? So they wanted to talk about this. Then they decided, you know, we need to bring some of this medical system, Ayurveda, up from Ashwini Kumaras, from Indra down to earth. And they formed their ambassador. So ambassador of these sages was a sage called Bharadvaja. So this ambassador was sent to the heavens to get this, you know, and then he asked this benediction from Indra, can you please give me, you know, the knowledge of medicine? So then Indra said, okay, tatastu, so be it. And then he stayed in heavenly planet. It's called Amravali. And then he stayed in that place. And there's all these gardens called Nanda Gardens there. And he, after learning, he quickly comes back to the earth. And then he starts teaching this Ayurveda knowledge to everybody. So this is another story. Now the story of Charaka, person who's Charaka. So one, of course, as in Charaka Samhita, one thing goes that this is slightly different. We know that Aitreya, we talked about the sage Aitreya, who got it from Indra. He gave it to Punarvasu. You know, like this, then the Charaka was in that lineage. That is one story. This is slightly different story. This goes back to the churning of ocean. Anyone know, remember the story of churning of ocean? So you have the churning of the ocean of milk, right? And this, there's also the story that, you know, the story of, you know, the whole world. At the time of an apocalypse, one of the apocalypse time, there was flooding going to happen. So the Lord took the form of a small fish called Matsya. And he goes to Manu and he says, you have to make this big boat or ark. And you have to carry the seven sages. And you have to carry a pair of animal from each bird species. Exactly like the Noah's Ark story. Except you have the person who is pulling the ark is Matsya. Incarnation. Right? So this is to do with that particular story. The Charaka himself is actually an avatar. In this, he's a Shaktyavesha avatar. Shaktyavesha avatar is, so God is always sending his, what is the word, messenger and guru. Sometimes he himself is coming, or she herself is coming, or sometimes they take a human being and they empower them. So in this, that story is given. Then this is my favorite story. So this is two different stories of Charaka. And so it goes from
Aitreya Agnivesh. So it says that that Agnivesh, the person who wrote Charaka Samhita himself, was an avatar, was an incarnation in this one. It doesn't happen every single time. This is one story. And let me tell you the last story. The last story is the story of Dhanavantari. So the there was an ocean of milk, right? And these poor demons and angels, they would always fight and, you know, they would get injured and some of them would die. So they wanted to find a nectar of immortality. It's called the Amritam. The Amrita was in the bottom of this amazing ocean of milk. Not the ocean that we have. We have ocean of salt. There is ocean of milk, ocean of salt, ocean of honey, ocean of alcohol. There's all these oceans, right? In different... Lord Dhanvantari appeared. He had four arms. And he was carrying plants, herbs. He was carrying leeches. And he was carrying Amrita, nectar. Nectar of immortality. And he is supposed to be the partial expansion of Vishnu, the Lord, right? And then Indra goes to Earth. And Indra sees, of course, every time they go to Earth, because, you know, from their vantage point, we are always suffering. There's a hurricane and now we are dying and now... there is a flood and now, and we're always praying. And so Indra felt really bad for the humans. I mean, seriously, these guys need help. So he goes and so Dhanvantari used to live in heaven because the nectar was placed in the heaven, in the heavenly planet in Swargalok. So he prays to Dhanvantari, Lord Dhanvantari, can you please incarnate on earth? So he says, okay. So Lord Dhanvantari incarnates in a place called Kashi. And Kashi is called Varanasi now. And then he ends up becoming, and Dhanvantari is Lord. He's like, but he's like a sage. He's like a sage. And he ends up becoming the king of Kashi. And then he's very famous. He takes many disciples and he's teaching them Ayurveda differently. This is Dhanvantari. So I am in the line of Dhanvantari, not in the line of Vaidya and Charaka. So those who are learning through me, you're also in the line of Dhanvantari because we are always in a lineage, right? So if you guys are going to learn from me, you're in the lineage of Dhanvantari and Sushruta. So he starts learning. In the meanwhile, there is a very famous sage and his name is Vishwamitra. He's a Brahma Rishi. He's lived for thousands and billions of years. He's still around. And there's all these stories about him. So some of you may have heard of him. So Vishwamitra had a son called Sushruta, who is a disciple, who is a devotee of Shankara, Shiva, right? So there is one story that Vishwamitra and another story that Shiva told him, you have to go to Lord Dhanvantari. His name was Devokadesh. He's the king of Kashi. And he is teaching, he has incarnated on earth to give the knowledge of Ayurveda. Go and learn from him. So Sushruta then makes the journey to Kashi. And Sushruta would probably lived up in the Himalaya because that's where Vishwamitra lives. All the sages are on these hidden places in Himalaya that nobody knows. You cannot get there. That Shangri-La place that I was talking about. And Sushruta makes the journey to Dhanvantari. He becomes the most prominent disciple of Dhanvantari. You may have heard of him. So what does Sushruta write?
He writes Sushrut Samhita. And we will end right here. Hope you enjoyed it.